Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
As part of its December e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what were the highlights domestically?
For this month, we saw an increase in PERS case positivity to 48.5% in the wean-to-finish age category, and this is unfortunately the highest seen since 2018. For PED case positivity, sow saw an increase of 6.5% and wean-to-finish at 17.4%, which is above predicted levels for this time of year. Influenza case positivity in sows decreased to 15.7% and was the lowest viewed since 2015.
What is the significance of the increased PERS and PED positivity, and what do producers need to be keeping in mind?
We do know that PERS and PED case positivity does increase during the winter months for a variety of different reasons. It may indicate there is an increased level of virus circulating in certain areas of the country and within the industry. And because of some potential instability in sow farms, there may be seen a leakage of PERS virus out into wean to finish production. Also, we normally do see an increase in activity over the last 30 days, as reported by the advisory group, and that includes both new and recirculation of endemic strains of the virus. For PED, it is also typical to see increased case positivity this time of year, and that could be associated with increased manure pumping that occurred earlier this fall.
To what is the drop in influenza A virus attributed? And what's the significance of that change?
Overall, it may be unknown. However, there typically are more intervention strategies performed on sow farm to help moderate influenza in that population. And that may include vaccination and other different strategies to help reduce viral transition or spread. And potentially, there could just be less overall activity for influenza currently.
This month's e-newsletter also features a bonus page which highlights the integration of confirmed tissue diagnosis codes. What's the nature of the bonus page?
The bonus page highlights the focus to incorporate similar diagnostic data that incorporates diagnostic codes into a comparable database. So what does this mean? The Ohio State Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is working with Iowa State to standardize their diagnostic codes, so that way when Ohio enters data for Iowa State, those two pieces of information are comparable and can be tracked consistently for disease diagnostic coding.
What are the potential benefits of unifying data sets, and what's the significance of those benefits?
This process can expand the representativeness of the disease diagnostic database and also enables early detection of emerging disease challenges. And this can happen because of better tracking of diagnostic codes for the top 50 frequent disease diagnostics or diagnoses. And this is important because it can help signal a potential shift in diagnostics of different diseases. So does that indicate increased diagnosis? Has the presentation changed, or could that signal a new or an emerging disease? So having this information is important to be able to continue to monitor trends that are occurring in swine health data.
And is there anything that you would like to add on the domestic report?
This report can be viewed in the December Swine Health Information Newsletter.
What were the highlights globally?
African swine fever was diagnosed in Spain in the Catalonia region in wild boar, signifying a change in their disease freedom after 30 years. The World Animal Health Organization restored Slovakia's FMD-free status without vaccination as of October 31st, 2025. In addition, in the U.S., vesticular stomatitis virus outbreak in Arizona led to Canadian suspension of horses, swine, and ruminants that could potentially transmit this disease. ASF and other parts of the world remain active in Europe, especially in Romania and Estonia, and in Hungary for wild boar populations, as well as in India and other Asian countries.
What is the significance of the identification of ASF in wild boar in Spain, and what does that suggest in terms of the challenges that disease presents?
It is significant because it does end 30 years of disease freedom in Spain, especially in the wild boar population. However, it has not been diagnosed in their domestic swine population. But the risks remain because this is one of the highest pig density regions in Spain and supplies approximately 24% of European production, and Spain is the third largest pork producer in the world. So when a disease like this is identified, it has impacts both on animal health as well as trade impacts from halt of importation, and that was noticed from Japan and Mexico.
What is the significance of the World Organization for Animal Health restoration of Slovakia's status as foot and mouth disease free without vaccination? And what does that suggest in terms of the effort to halt the spread of that infection?
This is a progression in the outbreak mitigation for Slovakia, but it does indicate that Slovakia was able to maintain strong biosecurity protocols and disease mitigation measures to prevent further spread of the virus, in which it all comes down to following good biosecurity procedures, but also working with the partners to maintain adequate and accurate biocontainment of the virus within that country.
How can anyone interested access the domestic or global swine disease monitoring reports?
This information can be found in the December Swine Health Information Center newsletter.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
This information and much more can be found at our website at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Beckton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.